Hey guys, Pat Devilly here, episode 4 of the PDF podcast, and today I've got another guest who's someone I've looked up to in the fitness industry for the last couple of years. I was lucky enough to get to spend some time with him recently in Namibia, and we were going to do this podcast out there, but we were busy drinking Jager bombs and chasing cheetahs, so we're going to get it done today. I'm joined by Luca Hosevar. Luca, how are you?
Doing good, man.
Luca, do you want to give a quick
Jager bombs?
Me too. Do you want to give a quick introduction, Luca, for people that wouldn't be familiar with your work?
I'm gonna try to keep it short because otherwise I can just keep going. But I own a facility out here in Seattle. I'm actually originally from Slovenia in Europe, and grew up there, traveled a lot, lived in London for a while, but grew up playing basketball all the way through to college, which I attended in the U.S. Played ball there. Ended up turning professional, played about 3.5 years in Europe, different countries, Ukraine, Slovenia. But always since I was 18, 17, before I started training when I was like 9, but I started actually getting educated about fitness and strength and conditioning when I was 17. So was actually a big kind of like hobby while I was still playing ball and playing pro ball. And then we ended up opening a gym one of the years I was playing in Slovenia with my brother. That gym is, so that was about eight years ago now. That gym is now the biggest functional training gym in Slovenia, and actually Croatia too, and Serbia. We got 1,100 square meters, so it's a big space. But end up moving to Seattle. I got married, opened up, trained around the gyms here, opened up a facility over six years ago now. And that's been growing quite a lot. So we got about 500 square meters here, and looking to expand again. But train everything from, athletes, fat loss, like body comp clients. And I speak around the country and the world on both training and business a lot. So
nice.
That's the short version.
It's lucky to get you doing a short version, Luca.
You know how that is.
I was so impressed meeting Luca with all the background stuff he's done and all the education he continues to do. So I think that's the sign of a good trainer, and the sign of anyone who's good at what they do is, the amount of work they put back into getting better at what they do. A lot of the stuff you do, Luca, is body transformation, similar to what I'm doing. Man's Formation is your men's transformation project that you do at the studio. And I'm trying to push you to get that online. Yeah. Why did you bring that program together? What's the goal with the Man's Formation project?
It was just that I was, our gym is probably about right now 65-35 women men, but we run team training, which is kind of like boot camps, conditioning, things like that, and but we still have a lot of athletes training. So a lot of the guys that were doing, I would say, boot camp stuff would start talking and saying like, man, I want to start, doing what you guys are doing and want to feel more. And not that they didn't like the program. They just wanted to be like, they wanted to, the guy's atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be not only, get leaner and put on muscle, but like actually, let their performance results kind of like go up too. And then I started listening more and reading in between the lines, and there's a huge market out there of people that, that are looking for that, not only to, basically burn fat and put on muscle, but also improve their performance and be in this environment and atmosphere where they can be guys. Because let's be honest, like if we're, if you put just women together, then their actions are going to be different than if you just put guys together. Than if you put them all together. Yeah. I'm not saying either or is bad. It's just like guys just become guys when they're around other guys that want to get stronger, and they bullshit around and say different things, get more relaxed, get more amped up. And I was seeing that was happening. So, me and my friend Krebsy were on the phone messing around, and we came up with Man's Formation. And literally a week later, I punched it out to my list and put together a flyer and put together a program. And we had, our first one, we had like 22 people in it, and it's been 2 years now, and man, we get some unreal results, so it's been awesome.
I've seen the pictures on those, and they are unbelievable, the results you're getting. For the guys coming into that program, Luca, what are the big, mistakes you see, or in typical commercial gyms, what mistakes do you see guys making? Guys that are looking to put on size and drop body fat, but just not getting anywhere. What's the biggest flaws?
Here, like I'm gonna kind of give you a little bit of a weird answer first, because you know, majority of people will say like, well, you know, they're not doing the compound lifts and so on. So, well, we can get to that, but the truth is like absolutely everything starts with mindset and just getting out of ambivalence, right? And you know, kind of like being split between things. And this is a big thing that we talk about, right? I mean, it's like people jump in on a gym, they haven't really committed, they just start random stuff, but they've never really addressed the issues, which the true issues is, right? It's like behavioral change. Mm-hmm. And that's something we actually work on a lot, and we'll work on first. And when we have a seminar to launch Mansformation, these are different things that we actually address right off the bat. You know, we have guys doing sentence stemming and things like, I don't know if you've I mean, I know you know Dax Moy, but like mind map stuff, NLP and motivational interviewing. So we're doing things like that with them to where they really get to the reasons of why they're doing it.
Give us an example of sentence stemming, Luca, because you were talking to me about this in Namibia.
Yeah, so for instance, like, you know, we'll have them start off, and you can do this for anything. Like, we could really dig into this one, but, you know, I want to make this transformation, or this transformation will happen for me if, .. right?
Okay.
Then we'll give them 3 minutes and say, hey, for 3 minutes, write down everything that comes to your mind. Like, don't overthink it, just write. And then they start writing, you know, and then they'll start writing things like, you know, I need to get away from people that are holding me back. And like, I just need to stop doing emotional eating. And then, you know what I mean? Like, you start getting all this list of things that are actually, you know, that will get, that if they stop doing or do, will get them to the transformation. And in each one of those sentences, we'll say, well, which one or two do you feel are the ones that are holding you back the most?
Okay.
So then you can sentence them that ones again. So it's kind of like we're doing homework and stuff, man. And a lot of the guys will kind of start, you know, seeing like that. It's like, damn, like this is really what's holding me back. And here's these things that I actually need to do to change them. And it's a big kind of, you know, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And it budges most people out of that, like in between, because that's the worst. I can give you the best program in the world. If you're stuck in the in between, you're not going to do it how you're supposed to do it to get the results.
And the mindset stuff is something that a lot of people skip over because they, you know, they don't see the value in it, but it is, everything starts there, you know, and those kind of exercises you're talking about, I think, are very powerful, and that's next level stuff. That's the stuff that takes you, you know, to a place where you can actually get the results you want. What else do you cover in the first seminar, Luca, where you're going over kind of the base of the program?
We explain, so we'll go over what the training will look like. So for our Mansformation, we do 2 strength camps a week. So it's, you know, small group personal training. We got anywhere from 6 to 12 guys in each group. And, you know, those are the strength training session where we focus on power strength. You do quite a bit of volume because it's just 2 days a week, but it's been working out great. And then we do 2 hurricane training sessions a week, which is pretty much metabolic conditioning, sprints, bodyweight exercises. We use different implements just to create as big of a kind of like disruption, right, to the system, so that in about 30 minutes we're getting a huge amount of work done. And you know, you want to make sure that you don't overdo it. I've seen a lot of programs, you know, start do 8-week programs and people are training 6-7 days a week and 5 days a week, and man, it's like these guys that are coming in, I mean, they're working 10-12 hour days, got kids, got family, they, you know, don't necessarily sleep 8 hours a night. And you gotta find that I would find that right ratio of, you know, stimulus versus recovery. And if you're doing too much, most of them will start good but then get smashed into the ground and not recover well and kind of drop off. So that's important.
Touching on recovery, Luca, we talk about mindset and the importance of it and how it's neglected at times. Recovery is another one that people, you know, put to the back of their mind. Talk about the importance of recovery and, you know, what people can do to improve recovery rates.
So the things that, I mean, we touch on everything from just actual daily, like, and here's where mindset comes back into play, right? Because if you're stressed out all day, I mean, you're in basically sympathetic fight or flight. And you know, then you train heavy, and then that's fight or flight, right? Then you're doing sprints, and that's fight or flight. And then, so if you look at all these different things, you don't want too much at once. So we explain the fight or flight, rest and digest, kind of to keep it simple for them, and to start implementing more things that will bring their stress levels down. So improving sleep quality, that's pretty much one of the biggest things that we teach. You know, not just more sleep, but better sleep. So that would be one. Adding in more things that, you know, that's part of the things that they write out too. Like, what are the things that, you know, that make you happy and get you relaxed? And you'll get everything from, you know, listening to music, hiking, drawing, writing, you know, shooting guns and stuff. I mean, all types of weird stuff. But, you know, we kind of encourage them to start doing more of that.
Yeah.
It's just funny how much people, you know, people don't do things that make them happy, like these things that don't cost anything, that just take a little bit of time. So they'll have to commit to, like, hey, I'm going to start doing this once or twice a week, you know, get a little more sleep, not give them too much stuff at once, but just explain the importance of it. And that's a huge factor. Then, you know, we talk about, like, basically like Russian spas and stuff like that, hot, cold water treatment, all types of these things. And, you know, now we're starting to implement HRV technology and you know, we can talk about that maybe later if we got some time, but you know, that's been huge.
Cool. On the sleep side of things, I always ask people some practical tips for anyone struggling with sleep. You know.
All right. So, I mean, really, really, really basic things is not watching TV around an hour before you go to bed, or a computer, just basically light screen, because it throws off kind of like your circadian rhythms. So it would be like, within an hour, 30 minutes before you actually lay down, you should do relaxing stuff. That's very, very important. Then I'm a big fan of, like, you know, writing stuff out the night before. What are you going to do the next day?
Yeah.
So that you don't have things on your mind going to sleep, going to bed, to keep you up. So write them out. They're on paper. Next morning when you wake up, you'll get to them. But
nice.
It doesn't help if you, you know, stress about them, think about them when you go to sleep. I'm a big fan of also, like, either cold baths or hot showers. Cold baths are better. It's tough to get people doing cold baths. But if you do basically like a hot shower, when you step out of the hot shower, if you let your body naturally cool down, that's exactly what ends up happening. You go to bed and your body's cooling down, and as it's cooling down, you actually get a more restful and deeper sleep.
Okay, nice.
So there's also certain supplements like ZMA, magnesium, that, you know, we'll ask those guys to take and things like that. But the list is actually, you know, it can get pretty long. At the beginning, you just want to keep it simple and give people simple things to do.
Cool. That's supplements for sleep we're talking about there. In terms of just essential supplements for males, you know, feeling alpha, what do we need to be taking?
I'm going to keep it pretty simple, man. But, like, you know, definitely a greens drink. And most of all, the reason for that is like, multivitamins are great. The absorption rates are just shit. I mean, they're, you know, if you're taking in 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, depending on what product it is, you might absorb 10%, 20%. I think that they've never, ever seen absorption rates higher than like 30, 40%, if I'm not mistaken. So you're only getting in like a small piece of that. Whereas with, you know, with the greens drinks, you're absorbing way more of the micronutrients and, vitamins, minerals, you know, on top of that, there's probiotic enzymes in there, which are great for gut health, which is very important. So greens drinks is one. Fish oil, definitely another one. I'm a big fan of, obviously, like I mentioned, ZMA. Okay. If you live in areas where, you know, the sun is not really shining on you every day, like Washington here in Seattle, yeah. Vitamin D is clutch. Very, very, very clutch.
Okay.
So those would be kind of like those top ones. And then after, you know, obviously whey protein. And I say that just because it's hard for people to get enough protein in for most people. So, you know, taking it as a supplement, it just becomes easier, which is really important. But, you know, those would be the top ones.
Okay.
Then there's a lot of other stuff that we could touch on, but I would say that's the core right there.
Okay. Nutrition, really broad topic, but for the males again, typical guy looking to put on some muscle and drop some fat. How do you approach their nutrition?
So we're actually doing everything in intermittent fasting when it comes to that 8-week process. And you know, most people are obviously not used to that. And part of the seminar when we start this off is just explaining what it is, like how it's very hormonal based, and like giving the simple breakdown of it so that the guys kind of like get on board. Because one of the big things is like whatever you're doing, you want people to believe in the process, and so that's key. Now I've been doing intermittent fasting for almost about a year and a half now, but I've been studying it for like 2 years, like really digging in, and it's just really, really fits my lifestyle. I definitely don't think it's like the end all be all. Everybody should do it. But it works for me, and we've seen amazing transformations through doing it through our Mansformation. So that's what we do. It's the 16-8 plan. So fast for 16 hours, eat for 8. I was just going over this as far as like, so there's 3 categories when we get guys into Mansformation. There's guys that want to strictly lose body fat and weight. So that, they've got 30, 40, 50 pounds to lose. And, they want to maintain muscle, of course, even build it. But their main thing is losing the weight and obviously looking much better and leaner. Mm-hmm. Then you have the second group, which is, guys that are not necessarily, they just want to recomp. So, they want to look better. They don't care if they lose 5 pounds, if they gain a little bit of weight. They want to look different, but their shift in weight is not going to be that much.
Okay.
And then the third group is, guys that come in and want to put on muscle, like they want to put on 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds. They're usually either skinny fat or just skinny and lean, either or. And we treat each group a little bit different. So when it comes to intermittent fasting for the group that just wants to lose weight, we give them the guidelines of the fasting, but we don't set calories for them, because automatically when people change what they're eating and, have that 16-8 window, they're automatically eating less calories. So we've just seen great results without having to give any guidelines on calories and macros and things like that.
Okay.
With the middle group, we're just setting them we start off at 16 calories per pound of body weight, and that's their goal. That's their goal that they want to hit daily. And same thing, we don't focus on the macros too much here. And then basically every 2 weeks we assess, do they need to bump up the calories a little bit? Do they need to lower them a little bit based on how their transformation is going? With the group that is trying to put on weight, they are basically we do body weight times 16 plus 250 to 300.
Okay.
So same thing, every 2 weeks we assess, are they putting on weight too fast, just right, or too slow? And then we'll adjust those calories.
Okay. And you mentioned the hour of power. Is that a secret, or are you allowed to talk about that?
No, I got that from Joe D, back in the day. But it's basically for guys that are real, like ectomorphs, really hard, really hard to put on weight. And you hear them say that, man, I eat so much, it's so difficult for me to put on weight. There's no way I can eat more. Like I'll start them off with 1, and then sometimes we'll go to 2. Is like on those hardest training days, or the day after the hardest training day, we give them an hour of power, basically, where they'll eat as much food as possible in an hour without throwing up. And I know it is kind of like what it sounds like, but the results have been pretty insane. So it works. It's it's not this pretty protocol, but it definitely works. I get high school kids in here too that want to put on a lot of muscle, and this works every single time. It depends. So if the person has a really tough time putting on weight, we'll throw in some food that, whether it's some, pizza or a burger and stuff like that. But, for most people, we just keep it clean, but they can't put some, cause those guys have such a fast metabolism that, if you're throwing some of that stuff in there, it's not a big deal.
Okay. What's your approach for cheat meals, just for the average person, or for different goals?
I think that like it should automatically be. I'm a big fan of precision nutrition and, the 90-10 rule. Like if you eat great 90% of the time, 10% of the time you can veer off you know, veer off your plan kind of. And if you, you know, if somebody eating 4 to 5, let's say somebody's eating 5 meals a day, if you're eating 5 meals a day, that's 35 meals a week. You know, 10% of that is 3.5 meals. So, you know, round it up or down to three. Okay. Means you could have 3 cheap meals a week, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely think that that should be in there, where you kind of know the days where you're going to kind of veer off a little bit and not be hard on yourself. Because I think that's a problem with a lot of people, you know, I don't want to say the word, but dieting, because, you know, they go super strict. They stick to the 100%. And then, you know, kind of like they give in to something and, you know, have a cheat meal, and then everything goes to shit the whole week.
Yeah.
Right. Just plan those cheat meals in there. And depending on what your goal is and how, you know, how fast you want results, that's going to change. You know, if you come to me and say, hey, listen, I want to get these insane results in 8 weeks, I'll be like, okay, sure. But it's going to take this amount of training and a much more strict, you know, nutritional plan. Versus if you want to spread it out and, you know, keep it more like habitual change, which I'm a big fan of, then, you know, we'll plug in, you know, meals that are of foods that you like to eat that are not necessarily, you know, the best for you. But everything should be progressive. The problem with a lot of stuff happening these days is, like, you know, you have these 6-8 week transformations, and people fall off afterwards and can't stick to it. So I'd rather see, you know, I'd rather see people taking progressive steps than, you know, hit them with the hammer, because there's only about 7% of people can stick to more than 3 habits at once. I mean, that's statistical, you know, done through stats, which means that less than 1 out of 10 people can just shift like 3 habits, at, you know, by tomorrow and then stick to them.
Okay. That's something I'm seeing more and more myself. It's just, you know, for most people, the compound effect is something that's going to work better, and just easing in habits. And like you say, precision nutrition, I think that's their approach, isn't it? One habit at a time is going to make massive gains over time. Coming back to the training side of things, Luca, how would you break down a typical strength session?
So for in our transformation, because we're trying to fit in, like, you know, basically quite a bit of stuff in 2 training sessions, we essentially break it down like this. You know, we start with some type of power stuff. So the thing is, this can be anywhere, anything from sprints, jumps, you know, band resisted sprints. You know, we're not doing any type of Olympic lifts or anything like that, but we'll do throws, slams, you know, something where there's a power component, because, like I said, these guys are trying to improve performance. And the truth is, you know, improving power also, like, down the line is going to improve fat loss, because now they can move weights faster with more force. And, you know, and there's a fun component to it too. Like, guys like to come in, throw shit around and, you know, do sprints and jumps. So we'll start with that. Then we'll usually have a strength superset. So if we split up to 2 days, like, it'll be, for instance, a hinge and a press on day one, and on day two, it'll be a squat variation, or, you know, knee dominant with a pull.
Okay.
After that, we'll do one supplement superset to that. So it'll be basically exercises that build on whatever. So if we're doing a deadlift, you know, a supplement there might be anything from a, you know, RDL to good morning to barbell hip thrust, things like that. And then, you know, on a squat day, same thing, might be a single leg variation, goblet squat. So there's a lot of different things that we might do. And then we follow that with density training, right? Because we just want to get as much volume in as possible. So that's kind of like the more fat loss component to that program. And after we do our density sets, we'll usually have some type of finisher. And, you know, I'm a big fan of sleds, prowler work, kettlebell complexes, and, you know, bodyweight circuits, things like that. So, you know, it's quite a bit of work in a short amount of time. The sessions end up being about 1 to 1 hour 15 max with warm-ups. But, you know, they have, because there's only 2 sessions a week and they have those other conditioning sessions, it fits in really well with the stimulus and recovery that we want.
Could you give a really quick breakdown, Luca, for the guys who wouldn't be familiar with density training?
So, and the thing is, so density training, like EDT, if you guys heard, it's called Escalating Density Training, and kind of Charles Staley was the guy that really, you know, put it on the map, and Charles is a really, really smart guy. But essentially what it is you're going to do as much work, you're going to get as many rounds or as many sets of certain exercises in a period of time. So, for instance, 12 minutes. And, you know, there's so many ways to do this, and I could go into this, you know, pretty in depth, but let's just, you know, you could do more strength-based density sessions, or you can do more muscle-building-based strength density sessions, but you can also do more conditioning-based density sessions. So we keep them muscle-building-based as our assistance supplement stuff, right? So we'll take an exercise that you can do about 12 reps with, okay. And then we'll do anywhere from 6 to 8 reps. So I'll just give you an example of a tri-set that we may do, right? So let's say we're doing a tri-set and we're going to do dumbbell RDLs for 8 reps. And then we're going to do a dumbbell neutral bench press for 8 reps. And then after that, we might do, for instance, a combo movement and do a squat thrust, right? Or a squat into press with 2 dumbbells for 8 reps.
Okay.
And you're going to do those 3 exercises for 12 minutes, right? Now, okay. The rule ends up being like, if you get tired and the reps are not looking clean, you just drop a rep. It doesn't matter. You're just trying to continuously go and get as much work done in that time period. Every week, you see how many reps you've done in that time period. Once you go up 20% of volume, we go up with weight.
Okay. Nice. So that's your strength training. Hurricane sessions, metabolic sessions, what do they look like?
So basically, hurricanes are, and so I want to definitely first say that, you know, hurricane training is something Martin Rooney put together in Training for Warriors. You know, Martin's been one of my mentors, and I love the stuff that Training for Warriors does, and affiliate, and, you know, we absolutely, this is probably one of our main things that we do as far as conditioning goes. But basically what it is it's 9 rounds of different sprint variations followed by a superset of exercises. Now, the hurricanes have a level 1 to a level 5, just like a real hurricane would. And obviously it's essentially the analogy is right. A level 1 hurricane does only so much damage, while a level 5 will just smash you into the ground. So it's pretty much the same thing here, you know, pick wisely and kind of like make sure you program this periodization. So it's not always a level 3 or 4 or 5. But there's some level 1. So level 1 is actually just a sprint followed by a recovery to where your heart rate comes back to 120. Level 2, you're doing a sprint or sprint variation, and I'll break that down a little bit later what that means, followed by a bodyweight superset. Level 3 would be a dumbbell superset. Level 4 would be tougher barbell exercises, and level 5 would be a superset of strongman exercises. Okay. Now, there's all types of mixing that you can do, as long as, like I said, as you're on point and you understand that, you know, that you're going to have to kind of undulate it and not, you know, not smash people into the ground all the time. That's not the goal. The goal is not to destroy people, but it's to make them better. So that's kind of like the gist of it. And, a lot of the questions ends up being like, well, I'm training clients that are, you know, 100 pounds overweight, trying to lose 100 pounds, and, you know, they can't do hill sprints and they can't do that type of intensity. Well, we'll just do modifications. So it may be a prowler push, it may be a sled pull, it may be a band resisted sprint. It might be, you know, instead of it could be high knees, and if they can't do high knees, they just keep them lower. So as long as you understand the progressions and regressions of it, you can modify it in so many different ways for everybody. And that's what we end up doing before the training session. If there's someone that can't do the, you know, the hill sprint or the shuttle sprints, we have something for them. It might even be agility ladders. They might be doing agility ladders in and out. And that's going to be challenging for them.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So you've obviously, Luca, put all this together from, you know, all the stuff you've learned over the last couple of years. Looking back, what were the biggest mistakes you made in your first couple of years in the gym?
There's so many that, oof, man, this would take a long time. But I mean, I would start off with that, you know, doing too much. So trying to make every training session the hardest training session ever, and also like not focusing on recovery as much as needed. You know, the truth is that overtraining is very, very rare. Under recovery is very, very frequent.
Yeah.
So most people just under recover versus overtrain. But you have to look at every. The thing is, you just have to look at lifestyle components versus just, okay, this guy's in the gym. Here's this program that looks great on paper, and it's, you know, it's periodized so well, and so on and so forth. But we're not taking into account the lifestyle, from nutrition to, you know, the stress of work, of family, of, you know, not sleeping enough, juggling multiple things, you know, for men and women, and then basing the program off of that versus like, oh, you know, this would be the greatest program ever if all circumstances were optimal, which with, you know, most clients are never that. So,
okay. Here's one. Okay. Coming into January, we talked about mindset briefly at the start and sentence stemming and these different, you know, mind mapping principles that Dax Moy has. What have you got any exercises people will be able to do right now that'll, I suppose, open their mind to what they really want, or get them focused on how they can get what they really want?
All right, I'm gonna touch on something that's like same thing. I think is important but not talked about enough. Right, most people really focus on negative aspects of their life, and it's just a human trait, you know, without going into too much detail, that, you know, that stems back from our survival mechanisms, you know, for thousands of years. But there's a drill that I do with most clients when we talk about it that is really, really beneficial, right? People have a lot of anxiety. People get a lot of stress in certain situations because they're, let's just say their stress cup is so full that, you know, somebody honks at you and get pissed off and like lose it, right? So when people start getting anxiety, one of the things that a drill we do is, you know, we take a piece of paper and there's two sides to it. On one side, we have them write for 3 minutes. Same thing, 3 to 5 minutes is a good amount of time. But everything that makes them happy,
okay,
that they do, that does not involve somebody else necessarily. So, you know, for me, it may be drawing and writing lyrics and, you know, hiking, going out and working out, listening to music, things like that, right?
Okay.
So have them write that for 3 minutes. On the other side, for 3 minutes, write out all the projects that you're working on, that you're excited about, you're purposeful about. So this is going to be, you know, something to do with your career, something that might be a hobby on the side, but it's important to you, and write them out. Carry this in your wallet at all times. When you get anxiety and stress, whether it's because of a decision you have to make, whether it's because like it's been too much stuff going on in a day, whether it's because certain memories are stemming up, tell people to take that out. And depending on what the situation is, do one of those things on either side of the paper.
Okay.
So either go do something that makes them happy, or go and do something that is purposeful, that may be work, but also gets them excited about it. Because it takes, I mean, this is like neurology and brain science, you know, put in a nice way, because it changes the pattern of you getting stressed out about something and then getting focused on it. It takes you out of that and makes you understand that you have control of your life. You can do something that makes you happy. You can do something that's going to get you ahead in your life.
Nice. I like that. Okay, last one for you, Luca. I know you're always reading a couple of books at a time. Give us a few that you're reading at the moment that you're finding good.
Whoa, okay. Take your pen out, man. This is going to be...
Yeah, that's a broad question for you.
So one of the top ones, and it actually talks about some of the happiness and neurology in the brain and how it works, is Hardwiring Happiness.
I've got that next to me, Luke, and I've recommended it since you recommended it to me. I've recommended it to other people. So,
awesome, man. That's a great book. Also, I'm reading the Sports Gene.
Okay.
Which is a great book. If you're interested in like genetics and sport and like how things are developing, reading the Gary V's Jab 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 Right Hook. It's a little bit more business based, so. You know, if anybody's into business, then this will be a good read for you. I'm finishing off Motivational Interviewing for the second time. So I've read it once, but I'm going over it again.
I ordered that too, and that's scaring me. That's a big book.
Yeah, it's a little clinical, but when you get into it, it's so interesting that, you know, that it does kind of pull you in. And maybe you're not going to read 50 to 100 pages at once, But I promise, when you read stuff, it does open up your eyes to a lot of things. And you know, even for people, for themselves to read through stuff like that is great.
Cool.
There's about another 5 or 6 more, but let's keep it to that right now.
Nice. We'll keep it short and sweet. So, Luca, thanks a million for being with us today. Do you want to give a plug to your website and stuff like that, where people can find out more about you?
Yeah, definitely. So right now, probably the best place to go check out, especially when I'm writing about fitness and things like that, is vigorgroundfitness.com. So VIGORGROUND fitness.com, vigorgroundfitness.com. I'm going to have a site that's going to launch within the next 2 weeks. This one's going to be simple. So just my name, lukahosovar.com. It's not live yet. I got 2 articles written up. One is actually from our trip to Africa, and it's gonna just be basically my thoughts on everything else in the world that's on my mind, that, you know, that some fitness related, some charity related, some stuff that's like I study a lot of brain science and neurology and what makes people happy and makes people tick. So you know, that's gonna be out soon too, and look for that in a little bit, but it's not out yet.
Cool. A lot of good stuff there. Thanks a million, Luca. We'll speak to you soon.
More than welcome, Pat, man. My pleasure.
Cheers, dude. Thanks for listening, guys. Any questions you've got for upcoming podcasts, info@pativelyfitness.com, and I'll speak to you all soon.